and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We're talking about today an issue that I believe every Christian, every conservative, every patriot needs to understand and grasp and recognize what we're dealing with in our nation. We're approaching 250-year anniversary for our nation. Will we make it? How far will we go? You realize when you go back and you look at the history of the Roman Empire, they were not taken over from outside. It was not an enemy that came in and destroyed them. It was the enemy within that caused the implosion and destroyed them as an empire, as a nation. And we need to understand the potentiality of that for America. I'm looking at Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. It says there, where there is no vision, that is no revelation, no understanding, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. We see, ladies and gentlemen, the word there, no revelation in the text, no vision, no revelation. Word comes from having no direction from God, no direction from God's word. And may I say to you, that is what I see on the horizon today in America. And we see the people perish. That is, there's no restraint. Literally, they let loose and do everything unrestrained. And we see that taking place in our nation. But there's no regret when it sees the, listen to the latter portion of that. But he that keepeth the law, tereo, encircles, holds, recognizes, embraces, and carries out the law, happy is he. And we have not only rejected the law of God, we're rejecting the law of the land. We are witnessing today the undermining. And Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And we're witnessing that today. I go back to an article that I read the headlines just before the news. FTC, Federal Trade Commission, hosts an anti-trans workshop. LGBTQ plus advocates call it government-sponsored disinformation. Let me read just a paragraph or two. Federal Trade Commission on Wednesday held a workshop that public health experts and LGBTQ advocates condemned as a government-sponsored disinformation campaign. FTC chair framed the event as an investigation into the potential fraud and deception in medical treatment. Just weeks after the U.S. Supreme Court's landmark U.S. Decision was made, it upheld Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for minors. That decision, which civil rights groups called a disadvantaging, devastating blow, opened the door for more than 24 states to enforce similar prohibitions on puberty blockers and hormone treatments and therapy, despite decades of medical consensus supporting such care as safe and effective. Ladies and gentlemen, it's never been safe. It's never been effective. Who's the major pushers, movers, and shakers for the butchering, the barbaric cutting off of healthy body parts? and making a transition from a boy to a girl. Listen, you can do all the surgery you want to. You can do all of the transition that you want to. You can do all of the, how would you say, the outward look that you want to, but it will not change the DNA. A girl can never become a boy, and a boy can never become a girl. But what we've been witnessing through the push and the promulgation of the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, we've been witnessing the disfiguring, sterilization, and the paralyzation of generations to come as a result. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, that with any transition from boy to girl, girl to boy, you can call it whatever you want to, but they can never reproduce, always sterile. It is a move behind the scenes that is a demonic factor that wants to destroy the advancement of America and American citizens in producing future generations. God created us in His image. God created we the people that we might honor Him, that we might be in His image and carry out the work of reaching others with the gospel of Jesus Christ. But ladies and gentlemen, the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party wants to have nothing to do with elimination of that. In fact, even after the Supreme Court ruled on the case in Tennessee that it's unconstitutional, it's illegal for sexual butchering to take place and calling it gender care, they ruled that it is not to be done. But yet we find, ladies and gentlemen, hospitals are still doing it. I'm looking at headlines, some hospitals pausing youth transgender care are skirting the law. And at least 5 years, and in the last 5 years, 27 states have passed bans prohibiting gender minors from receiving gender-affirming care. The hospital's decision was the response and the barrage of measures President Donald Trump took targeting transgender people. Among these was Executive Order 14187, protecting all children from chemical and surgical mutilation. This order instructs federal agencies to punish any medical institution that provides gender-affirming care to transgender people under the age of 19. Now, I personally think it should be any age, but they under the age of 19. But to our chagrin, to our surprise, and ought not to be a surprise, because the pushing of the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democrats that are in control in so many areas, hospitals are still carrying it out behind the scenes. Children's Hospital in Texas has been under the scrutiny of the federal government and investigation now for several months as a result of disobeying the rule, the guideline, the order, the medical society, that you cannot do the gender-affirming care by butchering healthy bodies. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, once a person goes through that, they can never reproduce. Also, they will never, ever, ever, hear me, once the surgery is done, they will never, ever, ever be free of the big pharma control in their lives, just to keep living day by day. They will be on some type of medical care the rest of their natural lives. But yet we have the medical society under the guidance, guidelines, direction, superintendents, and control of the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party that have always told parents, well, you'd rather have a living daughter or a dying son. Rather you see your son die or live. In other words, they're saying, he's a boy, but he wants to be a girl, and if you can't be a girl, then he's going to commit suicide. That's been the mindset from the medical society, from the hospitals and doctors, because they can do that surgery for several hundred thousand dollars and get paid by the insurance industry because it's supposed to be gender-affirming care. I believe we have Davis on the line. Davis, go with the question or comment, please.
Yeah, Dr. Younger, no pun intended, but Judas must have been a Democrat because you see, Jesus said that he was a devil from the beginning, and now we see what's embedded into our society where Judas was embedded into the society with Jesus. We got the Democrats embedded into our country now trying to destroy anything that represents God whatsoever. So
yes,
he must have been a Democrat.
That's right. And by the way, you say that with pun, tongue in cheek, naturally, but listen, we have a demonically controlled element within the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party. Less than 36% of the Democrats in a recent survey, I believe it was a Barner research, less than 36% say that they're proud to be Americans. We have an entire, political agenda that says America's bad, we hate America, we love the enemies, we love the jihadists that's coming in, we love those that are rapists, robbers, and murderers that are coming in, that's destroying our society. We love them more than we love God, more than we love our citizens. Now, I'm going to ask you a very pertinent question. Why is it the Democrats feel that way? What's the promulgation of that? What's the end goal that they have in that realm?
Their mindset is just same thing that the devil just did from the very beginning, is distort everything that God has done, and so they're living up to that. And the scriptures tells us to beware of those wolves in sheep's clothing. So they act like they're your friend, but watch out, they'll bite you.
Absolutely. And one of the major things from a political standpoint is that they want to bring in as many of the illegals as possible. That's the reason right now in L.A. you see the mayor Bass that's going out there walking in the streets trying to protect the illegals. They had raided a pot warehouse where they were growing the marijuana and found dozens and dozens and dozens of, I think there were several hundred illegals in there. And out of that, there were pedophiles in there. They had young kids. I think there's 10 or 12 or 14 of them that was under 14 years of age. The Democrats are willing to protect that in order to have more on their census roll to get more representation in D.C. What they're after, Davis, is a total perpetuation of the Democratic Party in control of the political apparatus in America. Somehow, some way, that's the mindset. They don't care if the nation burns down. They don't care if it goes to hell in a handbasket, as the little boy says, as long as they can rule over the ashes or whatever's left over. They have no recollection, no remembrance, no understanding historically that communism has never worked, socialism has never worked, Marxism has never worked any place around the globe. They feel somehow, some way, if they can bring in the utopian era, that somehow, some way, they'll be on the top of the stack and will be able to control the world. That is simply not true, but that's not what they understand because it's a demonic delusion. So the bottom line is, go ahead.
But years ago, the Russian leader then said that the United States would be destroyed from within. They didn't even have to fire a shot. But he predicted it's pretty well coming true if we're not careful.
Khrushchev said that, absolutely.
Absolutely. So
it deserves our prayer, it deserves our recognition, and we need to turn back to God. That's the bottom line. I find it fascinating, encouraging, and challenging when you look at the scripture in Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, and find that when you look at it historically, look at a timeline, somewhere between 187 and 200 years since the Bible had been read, the book of the law. They read the book of the law, and those that had come inside the walls after the 49,942 workers in 52 days had rebuilt the wall, they had already taken the census in chapter 6 and 7 to say who could come into the walls, which means there's got to be qualifications, go into the walls, and I use that as an analogy for that place called heaven.
Amen.
And once they're in the walls, then they have a revival. And listen, the revival took place only because the book of the law was open, book of the law was read, book of the law touched hearts, and they wept and mourned and rejoiced as a result of hearing the words from God. And I believe that's the only thing that's going to save America. I believe that's the only thing that's going to deliver us from the evil to come. I believe that's the only thing that's going to prevent America from absolutely imploding, is we've got to turn back to God, and we see a little light at the end of the tunnel. We see a little indication of the potentiality of that with some of the rules, the regulations, the guidelines, and the laws being promulgated out of the Oval Office, and I'm thankful for that. So, Davis, thank you so much for your call.
Well,
God bless
thing.
You.
The rapture's going to far exceed the ark that was built.
Absolutely. And I'm, as the old cliche goes, I've already got my ticket. My ticket's been bought, paid for through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ticket's punched and ready to be lifted up and snatched out of this old world.
Come on now.
Amen. God bless you, and thank
God
you for your call.
You.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go over with your question or comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, I got a question for you.
Yes.
Is Elon Musk, wolf in sheep clothing, Do you think he implanted anything in the White House while he was in there? And what caused the division?
Well, number one, I don't think he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. I think the man is an intelligent, intellectual, super intellectual being. I think he has a high level of autism. I think the reason you see some unusual movements in his motion, he's a brilliant man. He's a lost man. Therefore, we whatever he says, we can't take it as gospel. I think that he discovered that he had so much authority and was given so much recognition as Trump had invited him to come in and help, that it, old cliche says, it went to his head. Now he's decided that he can run the ship. He's decided that he doesn't need Trump. He's decided that, in fact, you know, he's talking about starting his own political party. And I pray to God that he doesn't have any success with that, because if he has any modicum of success with that, it's going to water down the election of the Republicans in the midterm and destroy the future potential of increasing the conservatives in the House and in the Senate. So he will be used, if at all, if you use any term at all, I believe he could be used as a demonic influence to destroy the future of America. And I don't think he sees that. Don't think he recognizes it. I think his mindset is that I've learned enough. I know enough about politics now. I can rule the kingdom myself, and I don't need anybody to help me, and I can make a decision on my own. So it is a dangerous factor. Thankful for what he was able to do. Thankful for what he instituted through the leadership of Donald Trump. It was not his thought. It was not his doing. President Trump did and used to ask him to come in and be helpful. So I'm thankful for the help that he gave, and I'm prayerful that God will intervene before he goes too far to the left that can destroy some things that God is doing today. But Terry, thank you so much for you. Go ahead.
Okay. I was going to ask about, I read that he has, they did the first implant in a person's brain to be able to, for them to be able to speak with their mind.
That was, he invented that chip, I reckon it's been 5-6 years ago now. And it has been implanted, has been used several times. A person that's paraplegic, cannot move his arms or hands or feet, etc.
Yes.
That with that implant, he can think. His thinking then will go on a computer screen as though he is talking, writing out exactly what his thoughts are. It's a genius, genius creation. But I believe that it's going to head directly to the future use of the Antichrist. In fact, much of what we're doing today with the artificial intelligence and those things that are therewith surrounding artificial intelligence, I believe America and the world, we're setting the stage with technology far advanced from our own understanding of how it works. We're setting the stage for the Antichrist when he steps on the scene to control every human being on the face of the globe. That's where it's headed. That we're witnessing the building blocks of the stepping on the scene of the Antichrist in Revelation chapter 13 and controlling the whole world. And so, though we know that, there are a lot of people say, well, AI is wonderful. It's taking over right now hundreds of thousands of jobs. It is being, human beings are being replaced out of plants and industry and trade, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Bill Gates is doing that. What's his name, that owns Facebook is doing that, replacing human beings with the AI. So we're witnessing today some of the things, in fact, multitudes of what we watch every day is simply setting the stage for the future when the church is raptured out, the Antichrist steps on the scene, rules and reigns with an iron fist for 7 years before the return of the Lord Jesus. Terry, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the enemies within. That primary enemy, I contend, is the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party. Look at the headline, Justice Department issues subpoenas to clinics and drug makers over gender-affirming care. The Department of Justice has issued nearly 20 subpoenas to clinics that provide gender-affirming care in relationship to transition-related investigations. The DOJ chief of staff said at an event held by the Federal Trade Commission Wednesday. The department has also issued subpoenas to major manufacturers of drugs used in transitional care medical interventions in relation to investigation around drug marketing laws and the Food and Drug and Cosmetic Act, according to the announcement. The announcement is the latest Trump administration move to target providers of gender-affirming care. Ladies and gentlemen, all of that's promulgated and pushed by the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party. They're the party. They're the ones that I believe is the enemies of the morals in America. This Communist, Marxist, Democratic Party are the enemies of not just the morals and ethics and values in our nation. They're the enemies of our Constitution. They're the enemies of what is called the rule of law. And yet every time we turn around, the Marxist media, as the mouthpiece for the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, are saying that we, the conservatives, we, the Christians, we that are involved in anything that's called political conservatism, that we are the ones that is going to destroy democracy. We don't have a democracy. We're living in a constitutional republic with a representative form of government. Here's what some of the Democrats are saying. There needs to be blood. Wealthy white liberals telling elected Democrats to get shot, if necessary, in opposing Trump. Some House Democrats told Axios that their constituents had encouraged them to prepare for violence and to be willing to get shot while resisting anything President Trump says with his agenda. And it goes with an elongated article giving rules and regulations and guidelines of how to oppose anything that's called morals, ethics, and values in our nation. That's Democrat. That's the Democratic policy. That's the reason I say they are the enemy within. Look at the headline. Monster pediatrician cheering the death of MAGA children in Texas floods. I've talked about this on the broadcast in the last few days, but it says a Texas pediatrician who took to social media to claim widely and irrationally that Texas flood victims, adults and children, were supporting Donald Trump and they got what they deserved. Ladies and gentlemen, that hatred, that's animus, that is evil, that's wicked, that is, you cannot say that's American, you cannot say that's Christian, that is unchristian, it is unholy, it is ungodly, it is un-American, and yet we see that coming out of the mouth of the Democratic Party and most of the Democrats, if not all. I'm looking at an article, Proverbs 29:2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Ladies and gentlemen, I thought it was bad enough to go through 4 years of mourning with the auto-pen Biden administration, only to find now that we still have the push for the Democrats to continue their promulgation of anything that's immoral, unholy, and ungodly. I'm looking at a headline that says, the leftist now want the Democrats to become weirder and smuttier. Listen to this article. Liberal commentators are pushing to make the Democratic Party the pro-pornography party, citing free speech and the party's liberal sexual history. Articles in The Nation Wednesday said Democrats should become the pro-porn party, claiming the tactics could help them regain the younger male electorate, and asserts that this belief that porn is not and should not be taboo. Listen, it's bad enough that the Democrats have been pushing the transgenderism with the butchering of healthy body parts. It's bad enough to know that the Democratic Party are the ones that have been pushing the pro-abortion, the murder by way of abortion, right up to the date, time, the moment that the baby is birthed, that you can put that child on a shelf and let that child starve to death if that baby is born, quote, as an accident, was not aborted, as the abortionist abortuary clinics through Planned Parenthood do. The Democratic Party has been standing for that. They're standing for males to go in the girls' bathrooms, locker rooms, shower rooms. They stand for the embracing of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. They stand for the males to be in the female sports. And I could go on and on and on. But the most horrific, that's bad enough morally. That's bad enough ethically and biblically. But to know that the Democrats stand against America's sovereignty by wanting to have open borders and wanting those 22 million that have come in illegally under the Biden administration, trying to stop President Trump from deporting them, I think is egregious, and it shows full well that the Democrats are more concerned about the those that are the illegals coming in to overthrow, to undermine, tear down, and destroy America. They're more concerned about keeping them here than the protection of the citizens in our great nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today the enemy within. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Democratic Party that stands for open borders. It's the Democratic Party that stands for the LGBTQ sodomite agenda and the butchering of the body parts of healthy men, young men and women under the guidance of calling it gender-affirming care. They hate President Trump enough, ladies and gentlemen, that whatever Trump says, whatever Trump promulgates or pushes, the Democratic Party, the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party, are 100% against it. It goes back to the Trump derangement syndrome. Ladies and gentlemen, it is sad to see, but the Democratic Party is against God and against God's Word. Looking at the headline, it says, too many Bible verses. A brave ninth grader prevails against the school that tore down Christian posters. Her group was initially called the Good News Club and sought to meet after school faith-based discussions, encouragement and learning. But when she posted certain campus flyers listing then encouraging Bible verses, inviting students to join, the school took them down and told her the club's name must be changed. Ladies and gentlemen, that's hating God. That's hating God's Word. Here's one article that says it all. What happened to Democrats' patriotism? It starts out this way, I'm proud to be an American. Goes to the refrain of Lee Greenwood's God Bless the God Bless the USA, an intensely patriotic song that country singer has frequently performed at political rallies and campaign events for Donald J. Trump. As Americans marked its 249th birthday, the Declaration of Independence last weekend, polling data on patriotism highlighted an alarming trend. Almost all of the Republicans said they are extremely are very patriotic. Scarcely more than one-third of the Democrats share that same sentiment. The last decade, however, has seen the patriotism among Democrats plummet, while the Republican figure has remained virtually unchanged at about 87%. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the problems that we have today that we are talking about is the enemies within. Listen, if you open the door at your home and allow an enemy to come in, they will take control. They will destroy anything that you own. They will take anything that you have and destroy your life if you let the enemy come in your home. Why should we open the doors to America? Why should we allow the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic parties have the control? Look at the headline that says, why aren't Democrats proud to be Americans? Per polling just released by the Gallup poll, only 58% of Americans say they are extremely proud or very proud. And only 36%, ladies and gentlemen, of the Democrats say they're proud to be Americans. It deserves our recognition. It deserves our prayer. It deserves our asking God to heal our land. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on Let's Face the Issues. Looking forward to meeting you once again as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's